Mix 94.5. G'day, it's Clancy, Matt and Kimber here. It's 13 after 7 as we do it this morning for our buddies at ABC Blind.
Shut up! The footy's on the radio!
When it's time to talk footy, Clancy, Matt and Kimber pull out the big guns. It's Hayden Ballantyne from the Fremantle Dockers.
Fresh from a massive first win of the year, 79 points over the Bombers, Matt's team, and 20 goals kicked for Fremantle. Bellas, how are you, mate?
I'm good, guys. Yourself?
Yeah, we're good. Now, fellas, when you get the first win of the season, do you think, yeah, okay, now let's just move on? Or was it actually a relief and a bit of a celebration?
A little bit of a pressure release, I suppose, because we have been working so hard, and to finally get a bit of a reward for our efforts was really nice, especially for the younger guys getting to sing the song for the first time. They copped the big Gatorade bath, so it was good that they got to experience the win for the first time. So it was a bit of a pressure release for us, but straight back on to focus on Brisbane this week.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Well done on the weekend. It was really nice to see. I mean, probably wasn't expecting anything else, but to see the crowd giving Ryan Crowley a nice ovation there. Those are nice moments in footy, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, he still commands a lot of respect around the place. Everyone loves him. He is a good fella. And even on the ground, he came up and he was giving us all a cuddle on the ground. I think he was just trying to hold us down a bit more. But he was coming up and saying hello and that. But, we caught up with him after the game and said hello. But, he's a great fella, Crows, and it's good to see he got the respect he deserves.
Hey, nice to see your boy from Bunbury and, of course, Swan District's Footy Club and Connor Blakely getting that Rising Star nomination. Mate, he knows where to go to get the footy, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's been telling me for 2 years how good he is, and the last couple of games he's really played some good footy. So that's well deserved. He works really hard. He does a lot of extras around the club too. He hangs out with Michael Barlow, goes for a swim every morning to try and get a bit extra fitness. So he works really hard. So it's good to see he got a bit of a reward. He just needs to back it up again this week.
Bellas, we've been struggling to get up every morning and come into work with the colder weather. And I know you're conditioned to play winter sport and you do the ice baths, but does it get easier for you? Do you still have days where you think, this sucks?
Yeah, that's most mornings. You
know,
when the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock, I've got to get up. But I shouldn't say that. We get paid a lot of money to play footy, so I can't complain, really. Living the dream for the last 8 years and love doing what I do. But the ice bars is what does hurt. But once you're in there for a couple of minutes, you go numb and you can't feel it.
Yeah, good, yeah.
It was worse when we played over in Ireland, and that was 1 degree the night we played there.
Oh.
So I'll never forget how cold that was. And whenever I think it's cold here, I'll just think back to there, because that was hard to cop.
It's when you get in the ice bath to warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
mate, Brisbane at the Gabba this weekend, how's that going to play out for you?
Yeah, they haven't been in red hot form themselves, so another opportunity for us to work on what we need to work on. If we can just move the ball how we did last weekend against Essendon, give all the forwards a good crack at it, it'll be a chance for two in a row. So, but a lot of effort to come and get the chocolates.
They've been struggling for crowds up there. Does that atmosphere affect you guys as well, or does it actually help you?
No, I suppose it helps. We haven't got as many people booing us.
Yeah.
they've been struggling for membership and crowd, but that's something they have to worry about, not
sure,
us.
Sure.
And it's a long trip up there, mate, so you can have a bit of an arm wrestle with John O'Griffin for that seat with the extra leg room. Good luck.
The economy class is plenty of leg room for me, so you can have the business class.
Yeah, good on you, Bellas. All the best, mate. Take it easy and have a good trip up there to Brizzy.
Cheers, guys. Yep.
You'll hear that game on Mix 94.5 live. It's the Dockers and the Lions from the Gabba, Saturday at 2:45 p.m. And we'll just have a little look at the tipping here. Kimber is on 95 points.
Hey, thanks to Jack. Jack's been helping me do my tips, and that means Clezzy and I are on 95 points. And Matt, where are you?
I'm behind by 2 points.
And it's not much,
something's going wrong. I know heaps more than you do.
Mix 94.5 footy tipping is back, and Matt's is in trouble. Head to mix.com.au to see if you can beat him this week.
Yeah.
See what you tip
Wouldn't
for this weekend.
Hard.
Yeah, there's $100 in it and a pair of steel blue work boots to be won every week, plus $5,000 cash for the top tipper of the season.
Steel blue work boots, 100% comfort guaranteed. 18 after 7. Let's have a look at the traffic here. Let Dr. Phil free you from glasses for under $40 a week at Perth Laser Vision today. Captain Paul.